Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
This morning, we'd like to turn your attention to just one verse.
早上我们就要来看一节的圣经。
Psalm 85, verse 13.
诗篇第85篇第13节。
Psalm 85, verse 13.
诗篇第85篇第13节。
Righteousness will go before him.And will make his footsteps into a way.
公义要行在他面前，叫他的脚中成为可走的路。
Let's read one more time.
让我们再来读一遍。
Righteousness will go before him and will make his footsteps into a way.
公义要行在他面前，叫他的脚中成为可走的路。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you at the end of this year, we can come before you and witness and testify. You have leading us all the way.
主，我们感谢你，让我们在今年年末的时候能够一同的前来，能够来见证，来说，主啊，你一路来引领我们。
Not only you have led us all the way to this end, you will lead us into a new year.
不仅你带我们能够来到年末，你也要带我们能够来到新的一年。
At this moment, as we gather together, we want to worship you.
当这样一个时刻，我们一同来聚集的时候，我们愿意能够来敬拜你。
We want to recognize you are sitting on the throne.
我们愿承认你是那位坐在宝座上。
The righteousness is sitting on the throne.
公义坐在宝座上。
And the righteousness.Will always be victorious in the end.
那公义要在末了的时候永远得胜。
May we be encouraged by the fact that you are sitting on the throne.
愿我们能够因着这样的一个事实，就是您坐在宝座上而得着安慰和鼓励。
That we can follow your footsteps.
好叫我们能够来跟随你的脚踪。
That you make your footstep into a way.
愿你的脚踪能够成为可走的路。
Make your footstep into a way for all of us.To walk along the way.
愿你的脚踪能够成为我们众人可行在其上的路。
And we commit this time into your hands.
我们要把下面的时间交托在您的手中。
Commit all of us into your hands.
愿我们每一个人都交托在你的手中。
So that you can actually touch our heart.
好像你能够来摸着我们的心。
So that we can hear your voice.
让我们能够听到你的话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
I've been thinking about the burden for this morning for a few weeks.
那为着今天早上的这个负担，我已经思想有几周了。
Then 2 weeks ago, I came to this verse during our morning watch.
在两周之前，当我们晨更的时候，我就读到这一个圣经。
As I read to this last verse in Psalm 85, then it touched my heart.
就是当我读到诗篇85篇最后一节的时候，它摸到了我的心。
He caught my attention.
他抓住了我的注意力。
There is a way.
在这里有一条道路。
Even many a time, we think there is no way.
即便很多的时候，我们认为都没有出路了。
But there is a way.
但这里有一条道路。
There always a way.
总是有一条道路。
And the way is His footsteps.
这条道路就是他的脚踪。
God will make His footsteps.Into our way.
神要叫他的脚踪成为我们的路。
The righteousness will go before him and will make his footsteps into our way.
公义要行在他面前，叫他的脚踪成为可走的路。
According to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, Christ Jesus is righteousness.
照着哥林多前书第一章第三十节，我们的主耶稣基督他是公义。
So Jesus, the Christ Jesus, will go before God, and His footstep will make into a way.
所以主耶稣要行在神的面前，他的脚踪要成为可走的路。
So this is the burden for this time.
所以这就是我现在这个时刻的负担。
His footstep is our way.
他的脚踪是我们的路。
Now if we think about year 2020, say many years from now,
如果我们从过去很多年之后来看2020年的话，
then we would remember this year in 3 different ways.
那我们可能会从三个不同的方面来记住这一年。
We remember this year in three different things.
你可能会在三件不同的事上来记住这一年。
2020 is the year of COVID-19.
2020年是新冠肺炎的一年。
This word COVID-19 does not exist in the beginning of 2020.
在2020年刚开始的时候，新冠肺炎这个词甚至都不存在。
Because of it, we spend this year working from home.
但因为这个词，我们一整年都在家里工作。
Learning online.
在线上学习
distancing from our colleagues at work,
与我们在工作当中同事要社交隔离
our classmates at school,
和我们在学校里的同学
and brothers and sisters in the assembly,
以及聚会当中的弟兄姐妹
in March we hope the pandemic will end in May,
在三月的时候我们希望五月份这个瘟疫就结束了
in May we hope the pandemic will end in the summer,
在五月的时候我们希望暑假的时候它就能够结束
By September we accept the fact that we have to wait until the vaccine
在九月的时候我们接受了这个事实就我们必须要等候这个疫苗
So the approval of the vaccine in December gave us some hope
所以十二月份当疫苗被通过的时候那我们好像有了盼望
But the news of new virus strains that produce new concerns
但这个关于新的变种的这个病毒的新闻就让我们有了更多的担忧
Well, the mutation of the virus reduced the effectiveness of the vaccine
那这个病毒的变种会不会减少这个疫苗它的有效性呢
Do we need a new vaccine for every new mutation
我们是否对每一个新的病毒的变种都要有一个新的疫苗呢
So even at this day we do not know a way to end this pandemic
所以直到今天我们仍然不知道如何能够来终结这
一场 We do not know how long we need to work from home
我们也不知道我们要在家里工作还有多久
We do not know how long we need to fellowship online
我们也不知道我们要这样在线上的来交通还有多久
We do not know when the vaccine will actually end the pandemics
我们也不知道疫苗什么时候才能够来终结这一场瘟疫
We do not know the way
我们不知道这样一条道路
2020 is also the year of social justice
2020年也同样是一年关乎社会正义
If we look through this year through the lens of social justice
如果我们透过社会正义的透镜来看这一年的话
It is very clear the long-standing problem will expose and exacerbate by the pandemic
那非常清晰的长久存在的问题就被暴露出来并且因着疫情而恶化
At the onset of the summer mass protests sprung up in every major city in response to police brutality
在暑假当事件一开始的时候各个城市因着涌现出大量反对警察暴力的这种抗议
Protests and demands for defunding the policeLasted well through summer until fall.
那抗议并要求缩减对警察的资金，就持续了整个夏天，一直到了秋天。
Social problems are not new in America.
在美国，社会问题并不新奇。
We do not seem to have a way to resolve these social problems.
但我们看起来好像并没有办法能够来解决这些社会问题。
Americans fought the Civil War to end the slavery in 1865.
那1865年的时候，美国就结束了南北战争，能够来结束奴隶制。
But since then, America has been plagued with the social issues resulted from the slavery.
但从那时起因着奴隶制而残留的社会问题就折磨了美国
We struggle with issue for 150 years
我们为着这些问题就一直忍受了150年
You look at the last 40 years
如果你来看过去40年的话
We have one party in power for 24 of them
有一个政党来执政了24年
We have another party in power for 16
那有另外一个政党执政了16年
But neither party could resolve the social issues
但没有一个政党能够来解决这个社会问题
Do we still hope the next administration will end the social injustice?
我们是否盼望下一个政府能够来解决社会上的不公义呢
On social justice issue, where is the way?
在社会正义这件问题上那条道路在哪里呢
When there is the elections,
那还有一件就是关于选举。
The nation was clearly divided before the election.
在选举之前，整个的国家是非常清晰的分裂的。
The nation was even more divided after the election.
在选举之后，国家就更分裂了。
In a democracy, an election is the ultimate way of settling any political arguments.
在一个民主的国家，选举是解决一切政治纷争的最终手段。
But if the election itself becomes the argument, how do we go from there?
但如果选举的本身成为了人们所争论的，我们前面要怎么走？
The stability of a democratic nation is the free and fair elections.
一个民主国家，它的稳定就在于自由和公正的选举。
It is the free and fair elections that ensures a peaceful transition of power from one administration to the next.
是自由和公正的选举才能够确保权力能够从一届政府平稳地转移到下一届。
When the fairness of the election is questioned by a large number of people,
当选举的公正受到很多的人的质疑的时候,
the stability of the nation is threatened.
国家的稳定就受到了威胁。
How can we restore the trust toward our fair elections?
我们如何能够来恢复人们对于公正选举的信心呢?
Where do we go from here?
我们前面的路在哪里呢?
Where is the way?
道路在哪里呢?
And Psalm 85 describes a very similar situation in history.
那诗篇第85篇就描述了在历史上非常相似的一段时间。
When the people of Judah were taken captive to Babylon,
当犹大人被掳到巴比伦的时候,
they were awakened to the reality.
他们就意识到了现实。
They had heard the warning from the prophets.
他们听到过从先知来的警告
But they did not take it seriously.
但他们没有严肃认真的对待
But then when they could not see a way and to end the captivity they became desperate.
当他们看不到一条道路能够来解决这个被掳的光景的时候他们就绝望了
They cried to the Lord.
他们向神来呼求
They cried to the Lord this way Will you be angry with us forever?
他们这样向神来呼求你要向我们发怒到永远吗
Will you prolong your anger to all generations?
你要将你的怒气延留到万代吗
They clearly understood God was angry with them.
他们知道神在向他们发怒
They did not know how long this anger of God would last.
但他们不知道神的怒气要存留多久
Nor did they know how to escape from God's anger.
他们也不知道如何能够躲避神的愤怒。
They asked the Lord in verse 6, Will you not yourself revive us again?
他们就在第六节这样的来问神，你不再将我们救活吗？
They asked the Lord to revive them again as a nation.
他们请求神能够拯救他们的国家。
They did not see a way out.
他们找不到一条出路。
They asked the Lord.
他们就来寻求神。
They asked the Lord how long?
他们来问神还有多久？
Then in verse 13, God answered them.
那在十三节，神就来回复他们。
Righteousness will go before him and will make his footsteps into a way.
公义要行在他面前，叫他的脚踪成为可走的路。
The captive pray for a way out of the captivities.
这些被掳的祷告要求一条道路能够救他们脱离被掳的光景。
The Lord said, I will leave my footprints.
脚说我要以我的脚踪来引导你
His footstep will make into a way
他的脚踪就要成为可走的路
In other words, he is the way
换句话说他是道路
This morning, we want to look into this
早上我们要来看这一点
How can we follow him and find our way
我们如何能够跟随他也找到我们的路
We will follow our Lord Jesus into three places
We follow him to a very high mountain in the wilderness where he will speak.
We follow him to a very high mountain in the wilderness where he was tempted by the devil.
We follow him to a very high mountain in the wilderness where he was tempted by the devil. We follow him to a very high mountain.
Secondly, we will follow him to the temple in Jerusalem where he cleansed the temple.
那第二，我们要跟着他来到耶路撒冷的圣殿，在那里他洁净圣殿。
Thirdly, we follow him to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he prayed to his Father before he went onto the cross.
第三，我们要跟着他来到克西马尼园，在那里他在十字架在上十字架前向父神祷告。
We pray all of us will discover his footsteps.
我们祷告，让我们众人可以找到他的脚踪。
And his footstep.Is our way.
他的脚踪就是我们的道路。
Let's look at his footstep in a very high mountain in the wilderness.
让我们来看一看在那旷野当中最高的山上他的脚踪。
Right after his baptism, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted.
那就在耶稣受洗之后，圣灵将他引到旷野被魔鬼试探。
After he overcame two temptations.
当他胜过前两个试探之后，
the devil took him to a very high mountains and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory.
魔鬼就带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都给他看。
The devil said to the Lord,
那魔鬼就向主说，
all the things I will give you if you fall down and worship me.
你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
Lord Jesus was presented with the glory of the world.
那魔鬼就把万国的荣华都摆在主的面前。
In exchange with his worship.
想要来交换他的敬拜。
Then Jesus said to him,
主耶稣就对他说，
Go Satan, it is written,You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
We found his footsteps.
在这里我们就找到他的脚踪。
Worshipping the Lord our God and serving him only is the footsteps.
当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他，就是他的脚踪。
Brothers and sisters,The Daniel three friends, when they stood before a furnace of blazing fire.
弟兄姐妹，当但以理的三个朋友站在那烈火的窑前的时候，
Where was the way?
那道路在哪里呢？
There seems to have no way.
看起来好像没有道路。
But his three friends insist that serving him only.
但他的三个朋友坚定地选择单单侍奉他。
Even a furnace of blazing fire could not change that.
即便烈火的窑也不能够改变这一点。
They shall worship God and serve Him only.
他们敬拜主他们的神，单单侍奉他。
And that is what's their way.
这就是他们的道路。
They went in.With understandings, the righteousness was still on the throne.
他们进入到这个窑中，知道公义仍坐在宝座上。
If righteousness was still on the throne,
如果公义仍在宝座上，
then they should serve him only.
那他们就当单单侍奉他。
With that understanding, they went into the furnace.
那有着这个理解，他们就进入到这烈火的窑中。
They chose to worship the Lord and serve Him only.
他们选择敬拜神，单单侍奉他。
And that was their way.
那就是他们的道路。
And the furnace became their testimony.
那烈火的窑就成为了他们的见证。
When Daniel faced the lion's den,
当但以理面对狮子坑的时候，
there was no way.
那里没有道路。
But Daniel understood the righteousness was sitting on the throne.
但但以理知道公义是坐在宝座上的。
And he shall serve the Lord, his God, and serve him only.
那他应当侍奉主他的神，并且单要侍奉他。
As long as the righteousness was on the throne.
只要公义是坐在宝座上的。
And Daniel.To serve him only.
但以理就当单单侍奉他。
So he went into the lion's den.
所以他就进到狮子的坑中。
And the lion's den became his testimony.
狮子坑就成为他的见证。
Brothers and sisters, have we seen the footsteps here?
弟兄姐妹，在这里我们有看到神的脚踪吗？
Not only we saw the footstep of the Lord，
不仅我们看到主的脚踪，
We see the footstep of Daniel's three friends，
我们也看到但以理他三个朋友的脚踪，
We see the footstep of Daniel，
我们也看到但以理他的脚踪。
God will make all these footsteps into our way.
神要让以上的脚踪能够成为我们的道路。
The year of 2000 is the year of not knowing.
那2020年也同样是未知的一年。
We do not know.
我们不知道。
When will this pandemic end?
什么时候这场瘟疫会结束？
We will not know which direction this country will go.
我们也不知道这个国家前面会走向何方。
We do not know when can we worship together.
我们也不知道什么时候我们能够一起相聚来敬拜。
We do not see a clear path in front of us.
在我们的前面看不到一条清晰的道路。
But we know God will make His footstep into our way.
但我们知道神要叫他的脚踪成为我们可走的路。
We should know the righteousness is still sitting on the throne.
我们应当知道公义仍坐在宝座上。
And we will serve him only.
我们要单单侍奉他。
We shall worship the Lord our God and serve him only.
我们应当拜主我们的神，单要侍奉他。
This is our way.
这就是我们的道路。
As long as we serve him only.
只要我们是单单的侍奉他。
We will find a way.
我们就会找到一条出路。
Let's look at the second place.
让我们来看第二处地方。
We want to look at his footstep in the temple.
我们愿在圣殿当中来寻迹他的脚踪。
Jesus went up to Jerusalem near the Passover.
那逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
And he found in the temple those who were selling oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers sitting at their tables.
那他就看见在店里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。
So he made them whip out of courts and throw them all out of the temple courts, both sheep and cattle.
所以耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去。
He poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables.
他就倒出兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子。
And he said to them, "Take these things away."Stop making my father's house a place of business.
他就对他们说，把这些东西拿出去，不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方。
His disciple remember that it was written, zeal for your house will consume me.
他的门徒就想起经上记着说，我为你的店心里焦急，如同火烧。
There are multitude of people in and out of temple.
在那里有很多的人在圣殿里进进出出。
They saw the oxen, sheep, and doves, and money changers, then they had no problems.
他们看到牛羊鸽子兑换银钱之人，他们没有任何问题。
They lost their way.
他们迷失了他们的道路。
If they had not lost the way, they should know the oxen, and sheep, and doves,should be kept in outer courts.
如果他们没有迷失自己的道路的话，他们本应当知道牛羊和鸽子应该被留在外院。
If they have not lost their way, they should know the money changers has no place in the temple.
如果他们没有迷失自己到道路的话，他们本当知道这些兑换银钱之人是没有在圣殿当中存留的地方的。
Why did they lost their way?
他们是怎么样失去了自己的道路呢？
Was it becauseThey ignored the sacrifices?
是因为他们忽略了这些祭吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
The oxen and sheep and doves were for sacrifices.
因为这些牛羊和鸽子就是为了来献祭。
Was it because they ignored the festivals?
是因为他们忘记了这些节期了吗？
No.
不是的。
Because the Bible mentioned when Jesus went in,He went in at the time near Passover.
因为圣经记着说，当主耶稣来到圣殿的时候，他是靠近逾越节的时候来到圣殿。
But how could they turn the house of God into a place of business?
但他们怎么把神的殿变成了做买卖的地方呢？
Because they lost the zeal for the house of God.
因为他们失去了向着神的殿的热心。
They came to the temple to offer sacrifices.
他们来到圣殿来献上各样的祭物。
But their heart were on the blessings of the Lord.
但他们的心却是为着主的祝福。
They had zeal for their grain, their new wine, and their oil.
他们对着他们的五谷、新酒和油有着热心。
Religious activity were part of their life.
宗教上的活动是他们生活的一部分。
But they have no real zeal for the house of God.
但他们向着神的殿没有真实的热心。
When they lost the zeal for the house of God, they lost their way.
当他们失去了向着神的殿的火热的时候，他们就失去了自己的道路。
Brother and sister, we need to ask ourselves this question.
弟兄姐妹，我们应当问自己心里这样一个问题。
Have we lost our way?
我们迷失了自己的路没有？
Have we lost the zeal for the house of God?
我们向着神的殿还有火热吗？
The scriptures say our body is the house of the Holy Spirit.
那圣经上就写着我们的身子就是圣灵的殿。
If the Holy Spirit comes into this house,
如果圣灵来到这个殿里,
well, he find oxen, sheep, doves.
他会在里面找到牛、羊和鸽子吗?
Well, he find money changers.
他会找到兑换银钱的人吗?
Are we willing to let the Holy Spirit to drive out the oxen, the sheep, the dove, the money exchangers from our heart?
我们愿意让圣灵从我们的心中来赶出牛、羊、鸽子和兑换银钱的人吗？
If we have the zeal for the house of God, we will never lose our way.
如果我们向着神的殿有热心的话，我们永远不会迷失自己的道路。
Has America lost her way?
美国失去了自己的道路吗？
Why we are in such a condition today?
为什么我们今天会在这样的一个环境当中呢？
Why do our institutions seem to lose their way?
为什么我们的制度看起来好像迷失了自己的道路呢？
Why do our leaders cannot agree on what is best for America?
为什么我们的首领在关乎什么是对这个国家最好的事情上没有办法达成统一呢？
Because we find oxen, sheep, and doves everywhere in our institutions.
因为在我们的国家当中，你到处都可以看到牛、羊和鸽子。
Because we find merchants and money changers everywhere in the institutions.
因为在各样的在国家当中，你各处都可以找到这些做买卖的和兑换银钱之人。
America was built 400 years ago.By those who had the real zeal for the house of God.
在四百年之前，美国是被一批向着神的殿有真实的热心的人所建立的。
The founding father of America came because their zeal for the house.
那建国先父们他们来到这里是因为他们向着神的殿那个真实的热心。
Not for their own house.But for the house of God.
不是为着他们自己的家，而是为着神的殿。
And the Lord blessed this nation for their zeal for the house of God.
那神也因着他们向神的殿的热心，大大的祝福这个国家。
But in the last 40 years,
但在过去的40年中，
America has gradually lost the zeal for the house of God.
美国渐渐的就失去了向着神的殿的热心。
And turned into a place of business.
就变成了一个做买卖的地方。
It is the business that influences everything.
现在这个生意就影响了所有的事情。
How can we find our way?
我们怎么样才能够找回自己的路呢？
We need to ask the Lord to restore our zeal for the house of God.
我们要求神能够来恢复我们向着神的殿的热心。
The sons of Korah, they rose during the captivity.Following words.
在被掳的这些年间，可拉的后裔他们写了下面的话。
How lovely are your dwelling place?
你的居所何等可爱。
They still had the zeal for the house of the God, even in captivity.
即便在被掳的当中，他们仍然向着神的殿有着热心。
They they sung, "How lovely are your dwelling places?"
他们就一同的来唱，你的居所何等可爱。
You know, the sons of Korah was established by King David as the doorkeepers of the temple.
那你知道可拉的后裔就被大卫王安排作为为圣殿守门的。
Being doorkeepers, they had a real zeal for the house of God.
那作为为圣殿守门的，他们对神的殿是有真实的热心的。
Therefore, during the captivity, they yearned for the house of God.
因此在被掳的时候，他们渴慕神的殿。
They wrote Psalm 84 for the purpose of yearning for the house of God.
他们写诗篇第84篇，就是因为心中有对神的殿的渴慕。
They said, "For a day in your courts is better than a thousand outside."
他们说，在你的院中住一日，胜似在别处住千日。
I could rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
宁可在我神殿中开门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
When you read these verses, you can read the zeal for the house of God.
当你读这些经节的时候，你能够读出向着神的殿的热心。
Even during captivities,
即便在被掳当中，
these people never lost their way.
这些人没有失去他们的道路。
They had the zeal for the house of God.
他们为着神的殿有热心。
Brothers and sisters, this is the footstep of our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们主耶稣他的脚踪。
And he will make his footstep into our way.
他要让他的脚踪成为我们可走的路。
We can find our way when we have the zeal for the house of God.
若我们为着神的殿有热心的话，我们就能够找到自己的道路。
When we have the zeal for the house of God, we will never lose our way.
当我们向着神的殿有热心的时候，我们永远不会迷失自己的道路。
Let's go to the third place.
那让我们再来到第三个地方。
Let's look at his footsteps in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们要在克西马尼园来看他的脚踪。
After Jesus instituting the Lord's Suppers,
当主设立了最后的晚餐时候，
he came with his disciple to a place called Gethsemane.
那他就同着门徒一同来到了一个地方，叫做克西马尼园。
He said to his disciple, "My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me."
他就对门徒们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死，你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。
Jesus came to the most critical point of his life.
耶稣就来到他生命最重要的时刻。
He saw the cross in front of him.
他看到在前面的十字架。
He saw he could be separated from his Father.
他也看到他将要与父分离。
He was praying and his soul was deeply grieved.
他在那里祷告，并且心里甚是忧伤。
To the point of death.
几乎要死。
He went a little beyond then and fell on his face and prayed.
他就稍往前走，俯伏在地祷告说，
"My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will.But as you will.
我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
As Jesus prayed to his Father, he saw the way.
当耶稣向父神祷告的时候，他看到了这样一条道路。
He prayed out the way.
他把这个道路就祷告了出来。
Yet not as I will, but as you will.
然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Jesus found his way.
耶稣找到了他的路。
Jesus found his way at the darkest time.
在最黑暗的时候，耶稣找到了他的道路。
On the other hand, we look at the disciples.
那在另外一面，我们看一看门徒。
They seem to lost their way.
他们好像迷失了自己的道路。
At that critical momentThey fell asleep.
在那最关键的时刻，他们却睡着了。
They could not keep watch.
他们没有办法保持警醒。
They lost their way.
他们迷失了自己的路。
Then we need to ask, why did the disciple lose their way?
那我们就要来问一问，为什么这些门徒迷失了道路呢？
Because they never understood the will of God.
因为他们从来不明白神的旨意。
Brother and sister, if we do not understand the will of God, we will lose our way.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们不明白神的旨意的话，我们会迷失自己的道路的。
They never understood why Jesus had to go to cross.
他们从不明白为什么耶稣一定要上十字架。
Even our Lord Jesus told them multiple times.
即便主有多次告诉他们。
They dream about being in high positions when Jesus was to become the king of Judah.
那他们所梦想的就是当耶稣做犹大王的时候，他们能够得着高位。
They are thinking which position they would have.
他们想的是他们能够得着什么样的职位。
They even argue among themselves who will be the greatest.
他们也彼此争论说谁是那最大的。
Who will sit on Jesus' left hand side and who will sit on his right hand side?
他们争论说谁要坐在主的左边，谁要坐在主的右边。
They did not understand the will of God.
他们并不明白神的旨意。
And they lost their way.
他们就迷失了自己的道路。
They did not even know that the one who betrayed Jesus is on his way.
他们并不知道，这个要背叛主耶稣的就在很近了。
Well, they fell asleep. Judas led a crowd of people with swords and clubs in their hands approaching the garden.
那就在他们睡着的时候，犹大就带着许多人，手里拿着枪和剑，就来就近了这个园子。
And disciples fell asleep.
门徒们却正在睡觉。
That is the pictures we're thinking about.
这就是这样一幅图画，我们心需要来思想。
Because they did not know the will of God.
因为他们不认识神的旨意。
They fell asleep.
他们就睡着了。
Well, enemy.We're approaching them with swords and clubs.
当仇敌手里拿着剑拿着棒来就近他们的时候。
That was a striking picture of that time.
这是一个非常让人震惊的那个时刻的图画。
It is a striking picture of our time.
这也同样是让人震惊的一个图画，描述了我们所在的时刻。
We must find a way in the will of God.
我们应当在神的旨意当中来找到我们的道路。
We can follow him and find our way in the will of God.
在神的旨意当中，我们能够来跟随他，并找到自己的道路。
If we stand firm in the will of God, we will never lose our way.
如果我们能够在神的旨意当中牢牢站住的话，我们永远不会迷失自己的道路。
When Daniel opened the book of Jeremiah,
当但以理打开耶利米书的时候
He saw the will of God according to Jeremiah.
他就看到神借着耶利米所说他的旨意。
Then he chose to stand firm in that will of God.
他就选择牢牢地站在神的旨意当中。
And he will never waver.
他也永远不会退缩。
Nothing can change.
没有什么能够改变他。
Not even the lion's den.
甚至狮子坑都不能改变。
Nothing can change because Daniel knew the will of God.
没有什么能够改变他，因为但以理认识神的旨意。
And he stood firm in the will of God.
他牢牢地站在神的旨意上。
If we stand firm in the will of God, you and I will never lose our way.
如果我们能够牢牢地站在神的旨意上，你和我不会来迷失自己的道路。
Daniel found his way.In the will of God.
但以理在神的旨意上找到了自己的道路。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
We will find our way in the same manner.
我们也当同样的来找到神的道路。
Now is the time to really ask the Lord about His will.
那现在就是这样一个时刻，我们要真实的来问神的旨意是什么。
Righteousness will go before Him.
公义要行在他面前。
You know, December or the end of year was a season of peace.
12月或者是年末是平安的一个季节。
And you remember that when angels appeared to the shepherds in the wilderness,
你记得当天使在野地遇到这些牧羊人的时候，
They say to the shepherds, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among men with whom he is pleased.
天使就对他们说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
The good news of great joy is peace.
那大喜的信息就是平安。
I think we all agree that the great news is peace.
我想我们都同意，这大喜的信息就是平安。
But in the year 2000, the COVID-19 took our peace away.
但在2020年，新冠肺炎就把我们的平安夺走了。
We don't even have peace, to meet face to face with our dear brothers and sisters.
我们甚至都没有平安能够与亲爱的弟兄姐妹面对面的相聚。
The social unrest took away our peace.
这些社会的不公义也拿走了我们的平安。
And the result of election was even more in terms of losing peace.
那选举的结果就更多的让我们失去了平安。
But you read the words, his righteousness will go before him.
但你来读圣经，上面写着公义要行在他面前。
Psalm 85 verse 10 said, righteousness and peace kiss each other.
在诗篇第八十五篇那里讲到，
第十节，
第十节讲到公义和平安彼此相亲。
There's no way to have real peace without righteousness.
若没有公义的话，我们没办法得着真实的平安。
Martin Luther King Jr. used to say this.
马丁·路德·金曾这样说。
True peace is not merely the absence of tensions.It is the presence of justice.
真正的平安不仅仅是紧张局势的消失，而是公义的出现。
So we thank God that righteousness will go before him.
所以我们感谢神，公义要行在他面前。
We praise the Lord, righteousness is sitting on the throne.
我们感谢神，因为公义是坐在宝座上的。
And we thank the Lord, righteousness will always be victorious.
我们感谢神，因为公义要永远得胜。
If we stand firm on this belief, we will find our way.
如果我们能够牢牢站立在这个信仰的上面，我们就找到自己的道路。
We have to follow the footstep of our Lord Jesus.
我们要跟随主耶稣他的脚踪。
We shall worship the God our Lord and serve Him only.
我们应当拜主我们的神，单单侍奉他。
We will face a lot of uncertainties.
我们会面对很多的不确定。
We do not actually know what happened tomorrow.
我们甚至不知道明日将如何。
Not to say year 2021.
更不要讲2021年了。
We do not have the crystal ball.
我们没有那样一个清晰的球。
But we know there is a way.
但我们却知道有一条道路。
We have seen the footsteps.
我们看到了那个脚踪。
And the first step is that we shall always worship the God our Lord and serve Him only.
这个脚踪就是我们当拜主我们的神，单单侍奉他。
If we take that step every day,
如果我们每一天都走在这个脚步上，
we will find our way.
我们就会找到自己的路。
We should see the first step of having the zeal for the house of God.
我们应当在向日的神的殿心里焦急上找到那个脚踪。
We should ask the Lord to restore our zeal for the house of God.
我们应当求神能够来恢复我们里面向着他的殿的热心。
In Israel's darkest time,
在以色列最黑暗的时候，
they have those who had the zeal for house of God.
他们有这样一班人向着神的殿有热心。
And they found their way.
他们就找到自己的路。
We have to stand firm in the will of God.
我们也当在神的旨意上站立的稳。
If we follow Him this way,
如果我们如此跟随他的话，
God will make His footstep into a way.
神要让他的脚踪成为可走的路。
There is a word in Chinese translation that does not appear in any of English translations.
那在英文的圣经中文的圣经当中有这样一个词是在所有的英文圣经当中都没有翻出来的。
It's an adjective before the word way.
就是在这个道路的前面在路的前面的一个词。
It's not only this is a way, in Chinese version, he translated as a walkable way.
在中文当中特别讲到是可走的路。
It is walkable.
这条路是可以走的。
It is practical.
这条路是实际的。
It's not theoretical.
不仅仅只是理论上的。
It's not only on paper.
不是只是在纸上的。
You can find that way in your life.
在你的生活当中你可以找到这条道路。
You can find that way in many other saints' lives.
在很多其他的圣徒的生活当中你也可以找到这条路。
If we do walk on this way,
如果我们实在地走在这条路上的话
we will see the footstep of many saints that have gone before us.
我们能够看到行在我们前面很多圣徒他们的脚踪。
Brother and sister, we're not alone.
弟兄姐妹，我们并不孤单。
We're not walking on this way by ourselves.
我们不是单单一个人走在这条路上。
So we have brothers and sisters with us.
我们有弟兄姐妹与我们一同。
We not only will leave our own footstep, we will leave the footstep of many others.
我们不是只有自己的脚踪留在其上而有很多其他的人一同把我们的脚踪留在其上
We thank the Lord for giving us two sharing meetings this year during pandemic
我们感谢神在今年即便在疫情当中仍给我们两次交通分享的聚会
We have one in August, we have one in November
在八月有一次在十一月份有一次
What a great time we had
我们有的是多么美好的时间
How encouraging to be able to hear testimonies
能够听到弟兄姐妹的见证让我们心里满得鼓舞
Those testimonies were the footsteps of our brothers and sisters
这些见证就是我们弟兄姐妹他们的脚踪
Those footsteps should provide great encouragement to us
这些脚踪应该让我们得着很大的鼓励
The Lord has been leading his flockThroughout the years,
神在一整年当中都带领他的羊
teaching us that this is a walkable way,
来教导我们这是一条可走的路。
May we not be discouraged,
让我们心里不要丧气
by what we see and what we hear,
因着我们听到和看到的。
Not to be discouraged by what we see and what we hear.In the coming days or coming weeks,
也不要因着在前面的日子，我们将要来听到和看到的而沮丧。
Let us be encouraged by the footstep of our Lord Jesus.
愿我们因着主耶稣他的脚踪而得着鼓舞。
Let us be encouraged by the footsteps of our dear brothers and sisters.
愿我们因着亲爱的弟兄姐妹们他们的脚踪而得着鼓舞。
Let us be encouraged by one another.Making the same commitments.
愿我们为着彼此能够有同样的志向而得着鼓舞。
We will worship the Lord our God and serve Him only.
我们要侍奉主，敬拜神，单单侍奉他。
Let us make the commitment to restore the zeal for the house of God.
愿我们能够来决心让神恢复我们里面向着他的殿的热心。
Let's make the commitment in the coming year to stand firm in the will of God.
也让我们能够来立志在接下来的日子能够牢牢地站立在神的旨意上。
We will begin the new year. We will have a new Bible study, plan.
那我们马上要进入新的一年，我们也有新的读经的计划。
We encourage all brothers and sisters to go online to find that Bible study plan.
我们鼓励所有的弟兄姐妹都到网站上去找到这个读经的计划。
Let's stand on the will of God every single day.
让我们每一天都能够来站在神的旨意上。
Let's use the word of the Lord as the guidance for each day.
愿神的话能够成为我们每一日的指导。
And we have a fresh Friday Bible study groups.
当我们有着新的周五晚上的读经小组的时候
Let's commit ourselves
让我们能够致力在其中
To devote ourselves to the word of the Lord
能够把自己分别归给来读神的话
Because the will of the Lord is in His words
因为神的旨意在他的话中
We have to stand firm in the word as well
我们应当牢牢地站在他的话语当中。
If we do so,
如果我们如此行，
God will make his footsteps into a way.
神要叫他的脚踪成为可走的路。
We thank the Lord for leading us to this day.
我们感谢神带领我们直到如今。
And we have confidence the righteousness is still sitting on the throne.
我们也有信心公义仍坐在宝座上。
We have confidence the righteousness will always be victorious.
我们也有信心公义要永远得胜。
Let's go forward together.
让我们一同向前。
Let's make this commitment for the new years.
让我们为着新的一年同样的能够立下志向。
That's testify that this is walkable way.
让我们一同能够来见证这是一条可走的路。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that you have led us through the year of 2020.
父，我们感谢你带领我们经过2020年。
We thank you for what we have experienced.
我们为着所经历的献上感谢。
We thank you for the work and mercy you have bestowed upon us.
我们为着你在我们当中的工作和你的怜悯献上感谢。
We thank you for testimony given to all of us from our brothers and sisters.
我们为着你借着我们的弟兄姐妹所给我们这么多的见证而献上感谢。
As we come to the end of this year,
当我们来到年末的时候，
we confess that we do not see a clear path in front of us.
我们承认在我们的前面我们看不到一条清晰的道路。
We do not see how the pandemic will end.
我们也不知道瘟疫何时能够结束。
We do not know how can we resolve the social problems.
我们也不知道如何来解决社会上的问题。
And we do not know what happened to this country and which direction this country will go.
我们也不知道这个国家将要发生什么，它将要走向哪一条道路。
But this morning, we know that your footsteps will become our way.
但早上我们却知道你的脚踪要成为我们可走的路。
May you encourage us to follow you.
愿你鼓励我们，让我们能够来跟随你。
May we see that you are sitting on the throne.
愿我们能够看到你是那一位坐在宝座上的。
Even that we don't have a clear view in the futures.
即便向着未来，我们没有一个清晰的看见。
But we do see the footstep in front of us.
但我们确实看到在我们脚前的脚踪。
May you encourage all of us to take that footstep.
愿你鼓励我们每一个人能够来迈下这样的脚步
to follow your footsteps,
能够来跟随你的脚踪
to be encouraged by the footstep of our brothers and sisters,
也能够因着弟兄姐妹他们的脚踪而受到鼓舞
so that one day we can declare that we have seen the footstep.
好像有一天我们一同的能够来宣称我们看到了这个脚踪
One day that this furnace,become our testimony.
叫有一天这个火窑能够成为我们的见证。
One day, the year 2020 will be our testimony.
好像有一天2020年能够成为我们的见证。
We thank you in Jesus' name we pray.
我们感谢你奉主耶稣的名祷告。